This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, checking out road conditions around the state. Looks like eastern half of North Dakota roads are impacted, less so in western North Dakota. But a story from the North Dakota Highway Patrol report here about a one-vehicle rollover injury crash, Highway 38 near Buffalo. It was a transit van, and you had a driver and four passengers. And the van northbound on Highway 38 north of Buffalo, snow falling at the time of the crash, roadway snow and slush covered, lost control of the vehicle, began a spin on the roadway, entered the west ditch, rolled, coming to a rest in the west ditch there, and no occupants ejected in the crash, some seatbelts on, some seatbelts off amongst the total, and there was a life flight transportation to Sanford Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. All of the occupants of the vehicle able to get themselves out of the vehicle. But, again, be careful. Be careful out there today because it is it's definitely slick. 7 past the hour, brand-new hour of What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow, and the founder himself, Mike Lindell, is with us on the program today. The big box stores, the shopping channels, the banks may cancel him, but our fine listeners say, who needs him?
Did I tell you we got a foster, for our foster puppy? We got him a pet bed.
The best pet beds money can buy.
Oh, he loves it. Finn loves it.
We got five of them.
Well, they're just the best. And whatever it is, the sheets or the pillows or the towels or the robes, all the mattress toppers. When you use the promo code SCOTT, click on the radio listener's square. You get the best deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT or call them at 800-506-9028. Thank you, Mike Lindell, for the great sleep we get. Thanks to your revolutionary product.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me on. Speaking of cancellation, 12 TV stations a week and a half ago let me know that I can no longer be in my own commercials.
Well, wait a minute. You can't be in the commercials you're paying for?
Come on. Yep, that's correct. It can only say MyPillow. It cannot have my face in any way, shape, or form. Kind of like they did with Frank's speech. You know, on Fox, I can't have the word Frank or Frank's speech in the ad.
Why? Because it's a competitor? It's gaining more traction every day?
No, the word is they don't like the content. That was their thing. It's kind of like Amazon. We can't get on Fire Stick. Benzoil, or whatever his name is, has also said they don't like the content over at Frank's speech at Lindell TV. You know what? I tell them it's too late to close the gate. The cows are out of the barn. They're going to be a thing of the past, especially Fox News.
It's just as amazing what's happened. I read a story in the New York Times yesterday, which was, you know, just, I mean, dripping with all kinds of disdain. I thought, well, victory's near. Victory is near when the New York Times is
Yahoo did an article yesterday, the biggest threat to United States democracy, and they had me walking on stage at a rally last week. Biggest threat to the United States democracy.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of. I think of you when I think of.
And they're saying that because you're spending your hard-earned money, taking time and effort to make sure that we can trust our election system, exposing what happened in 2020. And by the way, if you're a threat, why isn't Hillary Clinton a threat? Because she said the same stuff about 2016.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, and they're doing it right now. They're hitting this week because this is a big week in history. Scott, I don't know if you know this, but on Friday morning, everybody, all the hard work we've done, everything's coming down to these next 3 weeks. every piece of evidence, everything that was found we found all the evidence in Mesa County, Colorado. We went inside the machine. It's right there. It's up on Frank's Beach. But we took all that, Scott, and we're going state by state. The first state this week is Arizona, everybody. It's an emergency preliminary injunction to get rid of all the machines and the electronics in the 2022 election. Now, it's going to be very interesting. There's a few things I cannot say on your show, Scott. If you want, I can come on Friday morning and tell you then, because this is going to shock the world, not just the U.S. What we have in that complaint and who the plaintiffs are. This is really interesting of who the plaintiffs are and who the defendants are. So, but I will tell you this much: the Attorney General of each state has to be the one to either say yay or nay. I'm either going to fight this or not fight it. Now think of Obanovich down there in Arizona, the attorney general. He's going to be like trapped in a box. If the people want these gone, if he fights it to keep them, man, he's done. He's in like third place. I think he's running for office. But we're going state by state. Right behind that is going to be the great state of South Dakota. We've got Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Minnesota, Wisconsin. I think those are just the first eight. I think New Hampshire's in there. You guys, I want everybody to understand, in the 2020 election, all the illegal stuff they did, like the Secretary of State's I'll give an example in Michigan where they mailed out 7 million ballots. That was against the Constitution. It was illegal. The stuff they did in Wisconsin was felonies, the WEC did. But nobody fought it, Scott. The attorney generals in those states said, you know what, they were supposed to take that to court and fight it. Only one attorney general in the United States fought for us and fought for this country, and that was Ken Paxton in Texas. He won all 12 of his lawsuits before the 2020 election, or Texas would be blue as you could be because they would have selected it, not elected it.
Now, is this the case? When you talk about attorneys general and in their particular states not doing their job like they did in Texas to say, wait a minute, this is a violation of the state constitution. You can't do this. Is this the case you're talking about going before the Supreme Court individually from these states?
No. There's two things. Okay. The one we're doing now with the injunctions is kind of the opposite. Now this we have a good, it's a preliminary emergency injunction against all these states. The attorney general will have to either say, hey, I agree the machine should be gone, or they're the ones that have to fight it in federal court. This is, okay, take those separate, okay? That's one thing we're doing. This is a huge undertaking, but we're starting with Arizona and now the Supreme Court complaint. I'm glad you brought that up. That, when that gets to the Supreme Court, what they did, the attorney generals, the ones that are involved in this, they waited, Scott, for a reason. They wanted to see if the legislatures in these states would do their job, like Wisconsin and Michigan. And, you know, they're all Republican controlled. Well, none of them did their jobs, Scott. They're going to let the state do the same illegal things they did in the 2020 election with early voting, mail-in voting, drop boxes, all this stuff. So now the only ones, since the legislatures were cowards, borderline traitors, that's what I call them, they're traitors. And since they went that direction, now the big Supreme Court complaint, though the Supreme Court can order any time before the 2020 election to these states and say, you have to follow the Constitution. Shame on you, Michigan. Shame on you, Wisconsin. Shame on you, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, New Hampshire, Minnesota, all these states that broke their constitution, the Supreme Court can, and it should be 9-0, Scott, just to say, hey, you guys can't do this. You can't break your constitution. That's what we're built on, our constitution and laws. So that's a separate thing. That's going to come to fruition here. I'm not going to put a date on that because I can't control that, Scott. The one that's coming out Friday, I can control. I'm financing them all. I do need, I've reached out for help, but whether I get help or or not, it doesn't matter. I'm putting, this is what's going to save our country. And by the way, there's one more thing, everybody. We're going county by county too, and we're going to have, y'all can have a call to action. We're getting all the churches involved across the country. We're going to have a huge event with the pastors. I just spoke to over 1,000 of them, about 3 weeks ago or a month ago, and getting the people out there. This is a spiritual battle of historical proportions, and they need to realize where we're at. This isn't going to be, oh, it's a big red wave coming and it's our turn. No, they don't take turns anymore. Not in this battle. They're going to double down and your country's gone forever. So we've been going county by county, and we just got two more counties in Nevada yesterday, Scott, where they're going machine free. We're doing that on an individual basis. There's over 40 counties now out of 3,000. Doesn't sound like much, but we've only been doing that for a few weeks now. So, that's just another.
Hold tight.
We have all these fronts. So.
Question from a listener here, and you can address this on the other side of the break. So are we pivoting to make sure what happened in 2020 doesn't happen in 2024, or are we still trying to expose what happened in 2020? So you can address that when we come back. Watch today by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. You know what they are? They're a wellness factory. That's what they are. Sort of like Mike Lindell's products. Better night's sleep. Everything's better. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Most important thing to your health is Hot Springs Spa.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
The thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. One of the fun things about their team is that if they don't know the answer, they're real quick to get back to you. In every instance, they've been able to bring it to a great resolution, and I'm just so thankful for how they've taken care of us and our needs.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
North Dakota's first pre-K through grade 12 classical education has arrived. Capstone Classical Academy engages students to acquire wisdom, cultivate virtue, and pursue rigorous academic study with a Christian worldview. Our students will study what is good, what is true, and what is beautiful for the purpose of glorifying God and benefiting their community. Capstone is currently enrolling students grades pre-K through 6. To learn more or enroll your child, go to capstoneclassical.com, a Hillsdale College member school.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let it go.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Again, brought to you today by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Wellness Factory. 20 minutes a day in a sauna or a hot tub. Think what that does for your immune system. It is a way to boost your wellness. Talk to the people that I've talked to. that own these products from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables to take their word for it. And that simple amount of time on a daily routine builds that immune system, makes a difference. They're West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, online, the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, the number 2, hotspringsspasandpooltables2.com. Back with Mike Lindell. Friday, Arizona, an emergency injunction is going to be the first of several states that will challenge the secretaries of states. And to the callers, the listeners' question here related to the text, is this about preventing what happened in 2020 from happening in 2022, 2024, or is there still work to adjudicate that? Is that train left the station to expose that, and now more looking forward than looking back, Mike? What's the status here?
It's both. It's both, and we absolutely. If you have, I compare it to this, Scott. Let me give everybody a good analogy here. My first infomercial came out October 7, 2011. I was living in my sister's basement. It launched. I went from 10 employees to 540 days, took in $100 million over 6 months. I woke up in late May that year, and I was $6 million in debt. I was in tears going, what did I do wrong? And I spent the next 2 years digging out but I learned from 2012, from the betrayal, from the mistakes that were made, from people that took advantage. You name it, it happened in those 6 months. But if 2012 hadn't happened, I wouldn't be here. 75 million MyPillow sold later, 20-some hundred employees, or 2,000-some employees. And I compare that to the 2020 election. That election will go down as the most important in the history of the world, because we are not only we've all got educated, we've learned from it. We have two tracks. One is fixing it so this never, ever, ever happens again. And you actually make it better than it ever was, because you know what? It's been a broken system for a long, long time. And there's no perfect system out there, but you can get, I believe the one we came up with is as good as it can be. I don't think it can get any better. And that's the replacement we have for the machines. But also on another track, everything I've been doing, as you know, is to get, you can't, like our great President Donald Trump said, you can't steal diamonds from a diamond store and get caught and not have to give the diamonds back. And that's where we're at, too. That, you know, we go down to Arizona to do this preliminary injunction. That not only gets rid of the machines, but also puts, things have to get in the news. And there's been evidence, you guys, you know, the evidence has been here for over a year. And there's an algorithm now. We finally know what's inside the machines. It's up on Frank's Beach. This gets another opportunity to put that out there. And then we put people in the limelight, like Karen Fan, the president of the Senate in Arizona, say, how come you're not decertifying? Everybody else wants to, Karen. Shame on you. And this pressure, once one of these states decertifies, it's going to fall like dominoes. You have Wisconsin, Pennsylvania should decertify tomorrow. They turn in more votes than voters. Give me a break. Scott, that's quite a law, isn't it? You have more votes than voters. It's against. What? Are you kidding? You mean we did something wrong in Pennsylvania? It's shameful. You know, all these
And you know what? There's a ton of people that are nodding their heads right now saying, thank you. You know, at least somebody's saying this. They also kind of say, well, when do you catch them? What gives you confidence that this is the thing that will expose it?
Okay, because this is, let me tell you, it's just like this, everybody. You go back, you know, I've sat here, it's been on God's timing, not mine or not anybody else's out there. But I will tell you this. A year ago, a little over a year ago, no judge in the United States was willing to look at the evidence. Zero. You know why? Because they were afraid. They were afraid for their families. They were afraid to cross over into the abyss like I did, where I was attacked, but I got through it. I was attacked every day, every single day for 18 hours. Nobody would want to go through what I went through. My family members were threatened to have their houses burned down. You name it. That all passed when this whole country got courage and evidence poured out. Well, now, just like this, I'll give you an example. How about that brave judge down in Florida that just said, told the airlines, no more masks, airlines? I mean, that you think you could have done that a year ago, Scott? No.
And by the way,
judges are gonna stand up.
Great point, great example, because if you look at that case, what the judge said is, hey, the statutory authority of the CDC does not allow you to do this. You have to have, you know,
right.
the rule announced and have comment periods and all this stuff. And they threw every rule out the window. They threw every rule out the window.
Yep.
It is a great analogy to what happened state by state, county by county, related to the election, too.
We don't need those stinking rules.
That's right.
Good point.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's right. And that, and I'm telling you, I look it back and I say, there's a reason Donald Trump, that God, all those judges, he put in over 400 judges, I believe, that appointed. They're not all bad judges, everybody. They had reasons. They were afraid back then. They're not afraid anymore. So as we circle back to these states now and these federal judges with these injunctions and all these things, you're going to see rulings come down, whether the media ignores it or not, because that's all part of their big game. Now, Fox News, Newsmax, Salem Radio, all of them ignoring all the news. If it'll be interesting to see, Scott, if they actually report one of the biggest things to come down in our lifetime, these injunctions, if they actually report that as news at your Foxes and your Newsmaxes.
So, and again,
we don't need them. We don't.
Arizona's first on Friday, and then, how soon after is South Dakota?
We're going to follow South Dakota up. If I had my druthers, it'd be within a week or two. And then there's 8 states going to be done real quick. I want to do all 50 states because we need, remember, this happened everywhere in our country, from North Dakota to Hawaii to Alaska to California to Florida. It happened everywhere, every single state in the country. And also, I want to say one more point, everybody. We also have a huge thing coming up with our mail-in military votes. Remember, they were all done by email. 99% of them were done by email. All the ones so far that we've found done by email are all for Biden. That's our U.S. military and their families overseas. What a shame.
And
that's on the federal level, everybody. That's on the federal level. That's what they want to do to your country. They don't even want to just use the machine. They want to just make it all computerized with email and texting in your vote.
If you're successful on these fronts, what's the remedy?
The remedy is the machine. They got to go machine free. It's a paper that was developed in Texas by the greatest people. They're a lot smarter than me. But paper, think of money as the most secure thing in the world is money, but this is even more secure. This paper, and it's numerical, it's numerized. Every county will have their own badge.
So basically, it's to use the fraud of the past to fix the future. So that's the remedy.
You're 100% right, Scott. 100% right.
Being able to trust the elections. All right, we're going to check back on Friday when you can say more and continue to watch this.
Yep.
A lot of people out there rooting for you, Mike, praying for you as well. So.
All right, thanks, everybody. All right, God bless.
Thanks for the update today. No quitting this guy. I'm quitting this guy.
Well, I just love that it's happening.
Yeah, something's got to happen.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
A chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death, number two, controls your estate, and number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908. 318-0908 or ndestateservices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 4.0 earthquake shook off the Oregon coast Tuesday morning, about 120 miles offshore west of Brandon, Oregon. Russia rejected a temporary ceasefire in Ukraine that the United Nations Secretary General requested for the purpose of civilian evacuation during the Eastern Orthodox Holy Week leading up to Easter in Ukraine. Russia's deputy UN ambassador said the ceasefire request was not sincere. A Ukrainian commander says Mariupol is about to fall to Russian soldiers.
This is our appeal to the world. This could be the last appeal of our lives. We are probably facing our last days, if not hours. The enemy is outnumbering us 10 to 1. They have the advantage in the air, in artillery, in their forces on land, in equipment, and in tanks. We appeal and plead to all world leaders to help us. We ask them to use the procedure of extraction and take us to the territory of a third-party state.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? Roll along. Gosh, a lot going on today. Looking at snow out my window. Todd, what are you looking out of your window?
Sunshine. I think we have enough snow out west here. You guys can have the rest.
Turnaround's fair play, I guess, after last week, right?
I think you got a little more coming, though. I think points west of Bismarck, but rain.
But I don't understand this. How do you have a high forecast, a high temperature forecast of 50 and then snow?
It'll be done by lunch.
Because
it's North Dakota, that's why.
Is that why?
Moving out of here, yeah.
Yeah.
The and, laws, science doesn't apply.
We do
like during COVID.
Slick conditions out there, so do be careful as you travel, okay? Listener says, add Mike Lindell to my courage list. Yeah, no kidding, huh? And the judges and justices who voted and ruled against the mask and vax mandates. Courage is the key word for this time. Boy, it is, because you got to just be able to say, wait a minute here, wait a minute.
We had a couple of texts. Who did North Dakota have 2020 voter fraud? And I believe the answer to that was yes to a degree, if I remember Mike from before, the stuff he had seen with, you know, all the states. Very little, but...
Yeah, and by the way, there's two movies out right now. One is called Rigged, and that has to do with Mark Zuckerberg and his wife and their foundation, okay, and how they would go in and say, we'll give you machines, but we want this back.
That's Molly Hemingway's.
Now they're waving this off, saying, yeah, we're not going to do it anymore. And then the other one is 2,000 Mules that's out there. You know what's amazing about this one? It's simply publicly available video surveillance of drop boxes.
Dinesh D'Souza put that together. Yep.
Where you can quickly find out how easily these things can be manipulated.
That and cell phone tracing, geo-tracking on cell phones. They had one mule, and I think it was in and around, was it in Virginia or Atlanta, that made over 200 trips.
It's illegal, by the way.
This guy made 200. They had him at like 12 different drop boxes, 200 trips with ballots.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You got it. 2000mules.com. You can watch the trailer. It's unreal.
It is. Amazing.
It's unreal.
Hey, let me take a moment to tell you about a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, which we've talked about on the air, and it was invigorating to hear from people all over to say, well, wait a minute, tell me more about this. Does it help with this? Does it help with that? Well, they now have added the Hoke. This is the Ozone Sun, Hockett. Okay? That's the actual trademark name, or the Hockett Ozone Sun. It's developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments, and what it does is detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. Again, kind of goes back to our conversation about hot springs. You know, the immune system is what we all ought to be focused on these days, to say, okay, whatever comes, I'm gonna bolster my immune system. I'm going to do what I can. This also can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation. So you're increasing your body's immune efficiency. You're increasing metabolism. It improves stiff, aching joints and muscles, and a whole host of other benefits using this Hockett technology of ozone treatment in combination with others, all in one. And here's my favorite part. I've done this. I've been in this. You're in this like sauna-like setting while it's doing all this work. That's about as great a treatment as you can get. Now, they want to have you take advantage of a 30-minute treatment absolutely free, so you can get a sense of how this can help you. Call for an appointment. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now, it's Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call them 701-929-3930, 701-929-3930, or visit them at swansonhyperbarics.com. John Hinderacher is here from the Center of the American Explorer. And I was thinking about you, John, today when we were talking about Mike Lindell a little bit, all these movies that are out now, all the things that are being exposed. And I remember very early on you saying, Scott, this is going to take years. This is going to take years. You can't quickly adjudicate all this stuff. And your prediction was pretty right. And just like, a judge says, wait a minute, how is it in any kind of, statutory reading of anything that says the CDC has the power to, without rulemaking, without all the typical steps, say, you will wear a mask in all public transportation? No, you can't do that. And here we are, what, 2+ years into this, and finally a judge says no. You know, justice moves slow, doesn't it, John? I don't hear John. Todd?
Can you hear me, Scott?
Now I can. Yes, go ahead, John.
Yeah. Well, justice does move slowly, Scott. As you know, I spent my whole life working in the civil justice system. You know, I wrote extensively about the opinion by this judge, federal judge down in Florida, that invalidated the masks on airplanes and in airports rule. I think she was clearly correct. If you go back to the 1944 statute that itemizes the powers of CDC, and you try to find there, where does it say they can order people to wear masks? It's not there. CDC argued that the word sanitation, which is found in one section of that, the relevant section of that statute, sanitation means ordering mask wearing. And the judge, I think, appropriately ruled that in the context, it's really clear that it doesn't. But you're right. You don't get speedy remedies through the courts. And in the case of voter fraud, the moral of the story is you've got to prevent it. You've got to have the measures in place before the election to prevent voter fraud. Because if you think you're going to untangle voter fraud after the election in time to do any good, you're just mistaken. It's not going to happen.
Donald Trump would probably be president today if he'd taken your advice on preventing it more seriously, because I don't think anybody found it a surprise that there was all kinds of, areas where state constitutions were ignored, again, drop boxes not being watched other than a few places now exposed, whatever. I mean, go right down the list on all the things we now know and, I guess lawyering up, having more watchdogs, having more people involved would have prevented this on the front end. Instead of this,
well,
one
hopes so. I mean, Minnesota is one of those places where the left went to great lengths to enable voter fraud by eliminating the safeguards on mail-in ballots. And then, of course, they campaigned like crazy. Hey, everybody, don't go to the polls. Mail in your ballot. Well, I don't think there's any way we could ever find out how many of those mail-in ballots where they did away with the requirement of a witness signature, which is the only safeguard we had in Minnesota. They used collusive litigation, fraudulent litigation to do away with that requirement to open the floodgates to voter fraud. I don't think we're ever going to find out. how many fraudulent mail-in ballots got submitted. But there's a reason why they want to eliminate the safeguards, eliminate the controls. It's because they know the result is going to be illegal voting.
You know, we talked to Jason Lewis, who will be joining a whole host of folks, including yourself, on the steps of the state capitol Saturday, which we're going to talk about in a moment here, to awaken Minnesota's elected leader that no, that $9 billion surplus belongs to the people, send it back. And Jason was saying, in, where he lives now in Crow Wing County, there were 22,000 ballots where the voter didn't match the voter rolls, voter registration. One county in Minnesota. I mean, the list of things where you scratch your head and say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? 22,000 people just came out of thin air? Never before had registered or done anything before in the state of Minnesota, and they're counted just in one county? It's insane. We have such a mess to clean up. Do you have confidence this is better for 2022, 2024? I mean, enough been exposed that we will watch and prevent it on the front end this next election, John?
No, I don't have that confidence, Scott. I mean, there are some things that were done in 2020 that were done on a, quote, emergency basis, on a one-time shot, on, allegedly on account of COVID. Minnesota's in that category. So unless something goes awry between now and November, we're going to go back to the standard of having at least had, requiring a witness signature on mail-in ballots, which is somewhat helpful. I think it varies from state to state. I think some states have, in fact, enacted better controls to try to cut down on voter fraud. Other states have not. There are some places like Philadelphia, Scott. Voter fraud has been notorious in Philadelphia for decades and decades. That hasn't changed. You know, they're going to keep fabricating votes in Philadelphia, and it may very well have an impact in the next cycle. We don't know.
It takes courage to expose all this stuff. And by the way, it takes courage to say, hey, a Saturday could be for putzing around the house or doing some things, or it could be actually saying, I've had it. And I want Tim Walz and every other elected leader in Minnesota to know the $9 billion surplus belongs to me. Thank you for hosting this on Saturday. Tell folks how they can participate.
It's Saturday morning, this coming Saturday, 11 o'clock in the morning. It's at the state capitol in St. Paul, and the event will be held rain or shine. We're watching the weather forecast. There could be showers early in the day. We have to make the call Friday afternoon. So if the weather doesn't look good, the event will take place indoors in the rotunda at the state capitol, which wouldn't be all bad because you get a few thousand people in the rotunda. That's a big, big crowd. But my hope is, I really want to do it outdoors, and my hope is that it will be outdoors. But either way, come to the Give It Back rally this coming Saturday, the 23rd, starts at 11 o'clock in the morning. And we've got a number of luminaries, Scott, who are going to be speaking at the rally, including you.
I am looking forward to it. And we talked to Jason Lewis earlier in the week. He's so dang fired up, you can hardly see. Stand it. So, you know, and a whole host of others, it'll be great. Most importantly, though, I think it's just important for people to awaken from their slumber here a little bit and say, wow, Walz checks? Really?
Will he be handing those out Saturday, by the way? I'm just wondering.
He's going to some grocery store today.
I'm there. I'm going.
Can I run over here?
Yeah, because I am. I could just get it.
Well,
I can just pick it up
one
then.
Thing you don't have to be as a taxpayer. They're talking about just writing checks to people, whether they actually are taxpayers.
Perfect. The back of my head just exploded, John.
Yeah, you know, we want to get it back in the form of permanent tax cuts that benefit taxpayers. We're the ones that overpaid or are overpaying that $9 billion. And, Scott, the point I keep coming back to is if we can't get tax cuts when we've got a projected $9.3 billion surplus, somebody tell me, when are we going to get tax cuts? I mean, I really think this is the time. If we can't do it now, Scott, I think this state's in real trouble.
I agree with you. That's why, again, it takes courage to say, I'm going to be there Saturday, I'm going to participate in this. And the more people that are there, the more they'll get the message and get out of silly Walz checks coming back and actually having meaningful reform. And why is there a surplus?
Yes, John, yes or no, gut feeling, do we get anything besides Walz checks with all the effort?
Yes, I think we will.
Only if you're there.
Exactly. Are you there? AmericanExperiment.org for all the details. See you Saturday, John. Really looking forward to this. Last What's on your mind segment next?
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
PetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. PetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drink, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The all-new 2022 Sierra 1500s. You can get yours ordered now. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. And over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs of various makes and models are clearly marked, priced to sell. And most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, free of charge, to give you peace of mind. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Pleasure to welcome to the program today State Representative David Neary, who is in the state legislature, obviously, as a representative, and also represents coal country. David, how are you?
I'm really good, Scott. And you?
I'm great today. Everybody should really consider themselves part of coal country, because affordable, reliable energy is something we can easily be a champion of, right? This is not a heavy lift.
It really is. It's so easy, Scott. You know, we've got a great affordable, reliable source of energy in the state of North Dakota in our coal-fired dispatchable baseload, 24/7. You know, fuel supply on hand. You know, keeps the lights on, keeps heat in the homes, air conditioning in the summer, keeps all of our residents safe.
And it seems as though more and more people are recognizing the benefits of that, and that always on energy in a time where, you know, some of the world is going to not always on energy sources. Give me your sense of the state of the industry these days. Do you think the tide is turning as far as the awareness of the consumer out there and the importance of the always on energy?
I believe it is, Scott. You know, we've had some events. We had the January event of 2020 down in the Twin Cities. We had the Texas event last February 15th of 21. And you see just how interconnected we are within the grid and the regional transmission operators, and how important it is to have dispatchable baseload. You know, so I think there's a growing awareness of, you know, you can't have a non-dispatchable source of electricity. You have to have something there to push those electrons down the line and make sure that it's there all of the time. You know, we've learned a lot from those events, and all of the grid studies that are taking place now are really key to making sure that we don't have those as a common occurrence.
So you have a product that's always on, affordable energy, and the bonus is the economic impact that ripples all throughout North Dakota. I mean, price of energy goes up, price of everything goes up.
Absolutely.
That, I mean, number one, that's an economic benefit that's sort of unstated, right? Because we just expect it. But beyond that, the amount of jobs, the amount of generation, just finished this colossal battle on Coal Creek Station and keeping that up and operating for the folks, in the coal country again. This is life or death. This is feed your family. What am I going to do? But talk a little about the economic impact, the ripple effect that happens from coal generation in North Dakota.
You know, and there was a study done in 2017 by NDSU Extension, and it showed the economic impacts, the $5.6 billion annually to the state of North Dakota, 14,000 direct and indirect jobs, and almost 4,000 of those are direct jobs. And interestingly enough, they're the highest paying, among the highest paying jobs in the state of North Dakota, those 3,900 jobs. When you look at the highest per capita income by county in the state of North Dakota, it's the three coal countries. It's Oliver, Mercer, and McLean. So it's a phenomenal economic impact. The other thing is, when you look at the impact in the state, there's a key metric that's really important. And when we look at education for our kids, and K-12 education, $1,500 per student annually is covered by the lignite energy industry. That's an amazing statistic.
Boy, is it ever. That's amazing. David Nearing, state representative, with us today. Talking coal on the Energy Matters segment of What's on Your Mind. What else do you want us to know, Dave?
Well, I'm running for Senate seat in District 8 to do it a redistricting.
And what's that been like so far?
Well, it's been interesting. There's no doubt about it. We're anxious to get our campaign going now. We've got all the paperwork in, officially going to be on the ballot. The thing that I ran for the House last cycle 2 years ago was for our energy industry, our ag economy, economic development for the state of North Dakota, good paying jobs, just good common sense conservatism, and hope to continue that in the Senate.
Absolutely. And when you talk to folks right now, what are they most concerned about? What do you hear most in the way of conversation among your constituents?
Well, there's quite a number of things. Keeping our taxes low, obviously, is always a key. And we have the opportunity to do that. As long as we can keep our diversified economy strong. And that's always going to be a key with our energy industry in North Dakota. Because, quite a lot of our, a great percentage of our state income comes from oil, gas, and coal. So we need to make sure that those industries are strong.
Absolutely. Well, good to check in with you. appreciate you joining us from the campaign trail and talking coal. Always love hearing a little bit about the late night industry and the latest. So always appreciate your efforts, Dave. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
There you go.
Dave Nearing in our Energy Matters segment for today. And we're out of time. By golly. We packed a lot in today.
Yeah, we did.
Holy buckets.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah. Wasn't it, though? And I'm going to leave you with a little hunger solution today, okay?
Go.
Swedish meatballs. PetroSurf USA. Lasagna, Sloppy Joe's, bacon cheeseburger. I'm telling you what, Salisbury Steak in Euland today, the Swedish meatballs in Glendon, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Valley City. Lasagna, NP Avenue, and Valley City. You get the idea. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour. Number 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.